I'd like to discuss today as to what sort of kinyan, what sort of right does Avraham Avinu acquire in Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says in this week's Sedra, after Tzori Menu's death, Hayokom Avraham Me'al Pnei Meitzoy, Vayedadal Bnei Chet Leimoy, he made an approach to the Bnei Chet with the view of purchasing Seyefron, the Maharsam HaTeyla. He starts off with the following words, Ger V'Soyshov Anoichi Imochem. Says Rashi, that his kavona, his intent with these words was to say the following, Im Tirtu, if you so wish, Harini Ger, I'll act the stranger and will effect the purchase. And I'll pay. Vimla, if you refuse to do as I want, then I will act as the person to whom has the entitlement, but lenu min adin, and I will demand my right, because in fact I have right on the honor of my favor. Sha'om alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said to him, Nezarecha etein et ha'oretz hazeh. From this Chazal, this is brought down in Yalkut Shimoni, this is brought down in Medrash Rabbah, Rashi brings it down in this week's Parsha. We see that Avraham Avinu, in effect, had a bailus over Eretz Yisrael, he had ownership over Eretz Yisrael, and if Bnei Chet was refused to give him the right to purchase Mos Ma'aseila, he would have taken it without paying a penny, because in fact it was already his. Now let me make reference to a pasuk in Parshas Lecha, and there again, to a Rashi, which is also a Yalkut, and a Medrash Rabbah. The pasuk says as follows, Vayihi, there was a quarrel, Bein Roei Miknei Avram, Ubein Roei Miknei Loit. The shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Loit had a quarrel. And the pasuk finishes off with the words, Vaknani Vaprizi Oz Yoshe Boris. The Knanim and the Prizim were at that point in time living in Eretz Yisrael. Let us see what the quarrel was about, and we also have to understand what is meant by the conclusion of the pasuk, and the Knani and the Prizi were living in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi tells us that the quarrel was as follows. The Roye Loit, they used to take their animals unmuzzled, and their animals used to go and graze in other people's fields. And the Rei Avram gave them Sechacha. They told them off. They said, this isn't right. This is Gedel. This is Gzela. So they came with a Taina. Look here. Avram Avinu is the Bailim. He's the owner of Eretz Yisrael. He has no inheritors. Who's going to inherit him? Loit. Therefore, in effect, Loit has got the right to Eretz Yisrael, and his animals can graze wherever they want. Says Rashi, and as I say, to Yalkut and the Medrash. The pasuk concludes, "Vaknani vaprizi oz yoyshe ba'oret, v'loizocha Avram adayim." The Knanim and the prison were still living there. Avram Avinu didn't yet have rights over Eretz Yisrael. It would appear that as long as the Knanim and the prison were living in Eretz Yisrael, Avram Avinu had no rights. So we have over here a contradiction. In this week's parsha, gave a toisha v'noichi mochem. Avram Avinu comes with a claim, "Im lav eya toisha, I'm in fact the owner, and I can take it min adin. I don't need to purchase it from you." And yet, in the story in Parshas Lech Lecha, in reference to the argument between Roei Loit and between Roei Avram, the prophet seems to conclude that Avram Avinu had no rights yet. Hakanani Vaprizi of Yoishev, for all that Avram Avinu had no rights. So how do we reconcile these two chazal? The Mizrahi asks the question, and the Mizrahi gives the following answer. Mizrahi says that Avraham Avinu was given a Torah. He was told that Eretz Yisrael was going to be given to his children. Nezarecha etein et ha'oretz. Explains the Mizrahi, what's happening is as follows. As long as Avraham Avinu didn't have children, there was no tzchi in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Shiva Amamin. Because Eretz Yisrael wasn't given to Avraham, it was given, Nezarecha was given to his children. So as long as there were no children, Eretz Yisrael was the property of the Zion Amalek. So in Parashat Lech Lecha, at that point in time, Avraham Avinu had no children. Yitzchak Avinu had not been born yet. The land was the property of the Knanim and the Prizim. But between Parashat Lech Lecha and Parashat Chayei Torah, Yitzchak Avinu was born. Avraham Avinu now has children. there already was a kim of lezaracha etein etzaret hazoy. The land was now the property of Avraham Avinu's child. And therefore Avraham Avinu can come with a sign of him lav eklenim min adin. This is no more yours. We already have title, we already have bayis over. Vayigelet hashachar lev shtei mantel azayin gezuntzen shtar brought up recently a sefer haTorah. Sforim haTorah, and over there he asked a question on this midrash. He asked as follows: Lazarach ha'etin etzahorah. So who did Esau belong to? Avraham Avinu? Or did Esau belong to Yitzchak Avinu? L'chur Esau belong to Yitzchak, and not to Avraham. If you work with what the Mizrahi has to tell us, it wasn't given to Avraham, it was given to Zarach, it was given to Yitzchak. So the question still remains, how could Avraham Avinu come forward and say, him lav eklenu min adin, I'll take him in adin? It didn't belong to Avraham Avinu. Even taking on board what the Mizrahi had to tell us, it still didn't belong to Avraham Avinu. How could Avraham Avinu come forward and say, him lav eklenu min adin? The cash of the Ayelet Hashach. The Levush. In his Chibur Levush HaOira on Pirush Rashi, he asks the same questions in Mizrahi, and he takes a very, very, he says basically the same text that the original, that the Esau was only given the Zaracha, in Parash Lechacha there was no Zaracha, as opposed to Parash Kreisor. Now the Levush asks the following. He says, when it says in Chazal, that Avraham says, Vimlav etlenu min adin, says the Levush, Avraham didn't mean that I would take it. He meant that Yitzchak, my son, will take it. Etlenu means that the Mishpocha will take it away from you. But of course, Avraham Avinu himself had no right, because then in Lazarach etin asoras, what he meant to say was that Yitzchak will take the land away from you. Between us, we'll sort you out. You have no right to keep it. And the Eretz Hashachar, when he asked this question, he finishes off, and he says, you should know Yitzchak wasn't there. And he says, I am Rabbeinu Bechaya, the house in Yemen. Now the Rabbeinu Bechaya, which I assume he's referring to, is Rabbeinu Bechaya at the beginning of this week's parsha. Rabbeinu Bechaya makes two observations on the various psukim which are relevant to this week's parsha. It says, number one, it says at the beginning of the parsha, Vayovoy Avraham, Lispoy L'Sorah, V'Lipkoy. The first question he asks is, why does it say only Vayovoy Avraham? It should have said Vayovoy Avraham v'Yitzchok. Lispoy L'Sorah v'Lipkoysa. Only Avraham came. Yitzchok didn't come. Ki bevadai roi ho Yitzchok lispoy l'imoy ha-tadeik. It would have been fitting that Yitzchok alone should give a hester for Sarah. One question that he asks. Then he asks another question. After the Maitre Arkeza, the prophet tells us by Yoshev Avraham El Na'orov. One second. It wasn't only Avraham who went up to Haram Oivir. Yitzchak was there as well. It shouldn't have said by Yoshev Avraham El Na'orov. It should have said as follows. It should have said by Yoshuvu El Na'orim. Avraham and Yitzchak both came and both returned. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says as follows. It would appear to me that Yitzchak wasn't present at all b'shas the Levaya of Torah. In fact, it would appear that he never returned from Haram Iria. And he suggests as follows, Litochin, Shinisha Shom Baharam Iria Sholishonim, that he remained in Haram Iria for 3 years, and Shinishl Mulay Aboim Shonav and Otoriska, until the 40 years, until it was, his 40 years were completed with 40 years of age, and then he married Riska. He also makes mention of the fact that Loiloinu Shiakirena across the Yitzchak Klal. Yitzchak's not mentioned anywhere. From the Maitre Arkeda until the marriage of Rivka, you don't find Yitzchak mentioned at all. Those 3 years are an absolute blank in the Torah as far as Yitzchak's lifetime is concerned. So says the Bein Rechai Yitzchakin that he remained on Haram Iria and he never came back. This is what the Bein Rechai said.
It says
No, Vayelcha Yaakov, that's Avraham with the Na'orov.
On the return.
On the return, but that's Avraham with the Na'orov. Vayoshev Avraham on the Na'orov, Vayelcha Yaakov, Avraham with the Na'orov. The Yaakov doesn't mean Yitzchak. It's in reference to the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayoshev Avraham El Na'orov, Vayelcha Yaakov. It's in reference to the beginning of the Pasuk. The Targum Yerushim is on the pasuk by Yosef Avraham El Na'arot. Says the Targum Yenisus followed. It would appear the Targum Yenisus is also troubled. Why Avraham? What happened to Yitzchak? Says the Targum Yenisus. The Targum Yenisus says the Malachim came and they took Yitzchak directly after the Maisa Akeda, and they took him to the Beit HaMedrash from Shem Ve'eda, and they left him there for 3 years. That's what the Targum Yenisus says on the pasuk by Yosef Avraham El Na'arot, also to explain what has happened to Yitzchak. Again, the Shachar of Yishkeman is asking that Yitzchak wasn't there at all. If Yitzchak was the one that had the kinyan over Eretz Yisrael, and he wasn't there at all, he was miles away, either on Haramirio and on the Beit HaMedrash of Shem Ve'eda, how was it possible to affect an Etlenu Min Adin? The Minu Shlichus, the Minu Shlichus. Besides for the technicality that we've been Mo'era, the Mizrahi says, I'm in any case not happy with my Pirush. I'm in any case not happy with my Pshat, that the difference between Pash Lechukha and Pash Chayetzorah was that Pash Lechukha was before Yitzchak was born, and Pash Chayetzorah was after Yitzchak was born. Because he says, let's have a look at the Lashna Medrash, and one will see that there's still a problem. The Lashna Medrash is as follows. Baknani v'aprizi oz hoya yoyshe v'orim. Omar lo yakodish v'orim. I said I will give this land to Zaracha. When will that play take place? Amosai. Nekshiyakru zayin alamin mitoicha. There's only going to be a Natinat Eretz Yisrael to Zaracha when the Kanani and the Prizi are uprooted from Eretz Yisrael. The Kanani and the Prizi of Ba'oret Adayin. And the Kanani and Prizi were still there. So it would appear from the Lashna Medrash, says the Mizrahi, that it wasn't that Yitzchak was going to get it as soon as he was born. It was only once the Zayin Amamim were removed from Eretz Yisrael, which took place hundreds of years later, when Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael, it was only at that point in time that Eretz Yisrael was going to be transferred from the Zayin Amamim over to Klal Yisrael. So says the Mizrahi, in any case, I'm not very happy with my Teres, because the Lashna Medrash would appear that Kanani Vatrizi Oz Yeshua Ba'oret, in fact, Kaisori acquired Eretz Yisrael hundreds of years later when Eretz Yisrael was actually captured by Klal Yisrael. So we've still got this problem. If that's the case, Ger V'toy Shok, how could Avraham Avinu come and say them lav, Etlenu Min Adin, it didn't belong to him? I'd like to be Ma'ira another question. The Indian. We find by the Bris Bein Absorim that the Ribbono Shel Olam said Avraham, says Avraham Avinu, Kum Hitalech Ba'oret La'or Kol Rochbo. So the Gemara in Bava Basra Dachkuf Amad Aleph brings down a memra from Rebbe Elezer, which is also brought down in the Yalkut, that from here you learn that you can be koina karka with hiluch. Avraham Avinu was koina Eretz Yisrael by walking around Eretz Yisrael. Kum Italic Boris, Avraham Avinu was doing a Maisa Kinyan over here, and Maisa Chazok is Lavdak and Noah Godel Uporat. Even with Hiluch, you can affect a Chazok, a Kniya on Karka. Well, that in the Yalkut, the Tavni Yenison says the same thing, Kum Italic Boris was a Maisa Chazok. Now, there's a couple of questions we can ask over here. Bearing in mind the Medrash, that Vaknani Vapriti Oz Hoyo Yoyshe Boris, that the actual acquisition of Eretz Yisrael was only going to take place hundreds of years later, mm-hmm. What exactly was Avraham Avinu doing over here? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to say that he was doing a Maisa Chazaka for his great-great-grandchildren. Now we have two problems with that. First and foremost, we have a rule that even if you hold other Makna Dovash Le'Bala Elam, that ain't other Makna Le'Dovash Le'Bala Elam. You can't make a kinyan for somebody that's not here yet. So how could Avraham Avinu make this kinyan for his great-great-grandchildren, even not children yet? How could he make this kinyan for the boy or Oret, for his great-great-grandchildren that were coming into Eretz Yisrael? This is one question that we can ask. You could say, one could suggest, that the problem of Ein Odom Makna Ledov Ashley Bola Olam, the problem is Gemira Sar. But the person isn't going to die. Who says the Lidovus label will actually appear? The Lidovus not here yet. It's very difficult for the person to have proper das kinyan for something which isn't here yet. One could argue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, you're going to have children and you're going to get Eretz Yisrael, so perhaps when you give an atoch from the Ribbono Shel Olam, this gemilah starts. So we could perhaps say there's no problem of nedovah shel Ribbono Shel Olam because this gemilah starts atoch from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu would give me that, but there's another problem. We have a cloud that's called Kolso Kinyoma. You can't do a Maisa Kinyan now for 30 days' time, because in 30 days' time, the Maisa Kinyan isn't in existence anymore. If I make a Maisa Chazok in a field for 30 days' time, it won't work. Because when do I want the actual Chalos Kinyan to be Chal? 30 days later. 30 days' time, the Maisa Chazok is gone. So how could Avraham Avinu do a Maisa Chazok for hundreds of years later? One can't do such a thing. Kol so kinyone, the Maisa Kinyan has finished before the actual Chalos is meant to be Chal. So it's another question we can ask. The Medrash tells us that the acquisition of Etzor was only hundreds of years later. What point was there in doing a Maisa Chazoka now? You cannot do a Maisa Kinyan for later. If we have a look at the Loshna Posuk, the Loshna Posuk is also somewhat difficult in light of Chazal. Kum is Alech Boaz Zahol Kol Aroch Bo, this is a Maisa Chazoka, Ki Lecho Etneno. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam to Avraham Avinu what? Make a Maisa Kinyan, Ki Lecho Etneno, because it's given to you. You take a literal translation of the Pasuk seems to imply that Avraham Avinu was making the Maisa Chazoka for his own Kinyan. So, okay. I saw the Babit, Beis Arakin, and Shah Yisoidus and Perik Kavches, when he discusses this parasha, he wants to translate Ki Lecho Etneno as the Pshat Shebizchuscho Etneno Nezarecho, says the Babit. It doesn't mean that it's given to you. In your merit, Ki Lecho Etneno, in your merit, it will be given to your children. This is the way the Beis Arakin explains the Ki Lecho Etneno. It's not Shutish or Mikra, and we will soon quote a Rashi that doesn't learn that way. One other thing I'd like to be ma'orer, and that's just the differences that we find in the Pesukim. In this passage that we just quoted, it says, Kilacho etneno. The implication being, Shusha Mikra, to yourself. We have a look earlier, in Perek, Yud Beis Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Lezaracho etinetor. So once the Pasuk speaks about Lecho, and in another place the Pasuk speaks about Lezaracho. We have a look in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tetzvos. It says Lecho Etneno Ulezaracho. The Pasuk keeps changing. Sometimes it says Lecho, sometimes it says Lezaracho, and then once it says both Lecho Etneno Ulezaracho. How do we explain the difference of course? But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in that from Gimel Amud, the Gemara says as follows. The Pasuk tells us Vashireyem Tisrafun Ba'esh and Pashtarei, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, they're told Vashireyem Tisrafun Ba'esh, that all the Asherit, all the trees that have been served by the Zayin Amamin had to be burnt. Ask the Gemara, we've got a cloud, Ein Adam Oitzer Dovo She'eino Shaloi. A person cannot make something which isn't his forbidden. Says, so what does the Gemara mean to ask? That the land didn't belong to the Zayin Amamin. The land belonged to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, how did the Asherahs become after? How could it be that they had to be burned with fire? Eino d'moyta dovo she'einoi shalom, says Rashi. How do we know that the land belonged to Eretz Yisrael? Says Rashi as follows. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Avraham Avinu, Kum et alef bo to okol rochbo, ki lecho etneno. Says Rashi, it's given to Avraham Avinu. We see that Rashi translates the pasuk ki lecho etneno literally, not like the Beis Arakin explains the pasuk, Ki Lecho Etneno is given to Avraham Avinu. So we have a Gemara, which tells us that the land already belonged to Klal Yisrael before they came into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Zayin Amamin had no right to after the Asherahs, the trees, by serving them and making them into Avodah Zarah. And Rashi quotes the pasuk, Ki Lecho Etneno. So this Gemara doesn't tie in at all with the Medrash that we quoted before. It would appear from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that the land actually belonged to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asks, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, how were they able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Akrovas Ko'olah? on the second day of Pesach, there's a mitzvah to be makriv the mincha soima. How did they do so? Well, what's the problem? Go into the field, harvest some barley, and bring it up. So the Gemara's no good. Because the Pesach says, Ktzirchem v'lo ktzir nochri. It has to be yours and not produce that belongs to Goyim. The Pesach, they are makriv v'lo ktzir nochri. I don't understand what's going on over here. This wasn't Ktzir Nochri. We've already learned in the Gemara and Avodah Zorah that Eretz Yisrael belonged to Klal Yisrael. And everything that grew there, the trees belonged to Klal Yisrael. That's why the Gemara asks, Ein Adam Oysa Dova, Shein Eshavoy. The trees belonged to Klal Yisrael. So in other words, if everything belonged to Klal Yisrael, it wasn't Ktzir Nochri, it was Ktzir Yisrael. So why on earth did they have a problem with bringing a Minchat O'ema? This is Tesis's question. So Tesis is something very, very interesting. So Tesis is as follows. The land, of course, belonged to Klal Yisrael. Mikol Mokum, nevertheless, Yesh Lahem B'Mashe Zorah. The Zayin Amin had ownership on what they planted. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah said, Tosfos is speaking about those trees that were in existence when Avraham Avinu was first koneh Eretz Yisrael. Says Tosfos to us, a big chiddush. That there was a split in ownership. Avraham Avinu, when he was Koina Eretz Yisrael, he was Koina, the land of Eretz Yisrael, with the trees of Eretz Yisrael, everything that was there. But the Knanim and the Moirim and the Pridim, they retained the right to ownership in what they planted. They had, so to speak, a Kenyan payrus. Whatever they planted belonged to them. But everything else belonged to Avraham Avinu. So all the trees that were there at the time when Avraham Avinu acquired Eretz Yisrael belonged to Avraham Avinu. Whatever they sowed and planted belonged to the Knanim and the Pridim. Avraham Avinu had, so to speak, the Kinyan Aguf, and the Knanim and the Pridim had the Kinyan Eretz. And those take the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and Dafid Gimel Amud Aleph. But I'd like to quote a Ritva in his Pirush on Agodah Shel Pesach, where he spelled this out very, very clearly. It's one of the Pirush on Agodah Shel Pesach. Now printed in the new resource together with the form Maxim Psochim, and he said as follows on the Pitan Agoda Mitchilo Eide Avodah Zorah Hoya Aviseinu. The Pesach says the Agoda says Va'ekech Et Avichem Et Avraham Eiv Ano Va'oylech Aviseinu V'chol Eretz Kenan. Says the Ritva, what is meant when the Baal Haggadah says, "Va'olich oisei b'chol eretz kenan," shenema kum shitalech b'oret. The "Va'olich oisei b'chol eretz kenan" is said in reference to the pasuk "Kum shitalech b'oret." This was the meister chazaka that Avraham Avinu and Avraham Avinu makes. Says the Ritva that although Avraham Avinu acquired a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael with his kum hitalach pa'oret, nevertheless, notam lohem lepeirus. It was given over to the Zayin Alamin lepeirus. The zehu vaknani vapridi oz yoshe pa'oret. Because the land was given to Avraham Avinu to receive kum hitalach pa'oret. But the peirus still belonged to the Knanim and the Pridim. How do I know, he says? The Pasuk Vaknani Vaprizi Oz Yoshe Boret says that it's false. It's in reference to the fact that they had ownership of the period. As Tosfos Roshana says, Mikol Mokim Yesh Lahem Bema Shezora. But that doesn't mean that Avraham Avinu didn't have some sort of ownership. It says, Komit Aleph Boret says that it's false. Avadi had an acquisition on the Gulf of Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos in Ritva. The truth is, we haven't got time to go through it now, but the Mukiyetiv, Boabas, and Akuf Yitzet Amadalas, the Mukiyetiv also spells out very, very clearly that Klal Yisrael had an ownership over Eretz Yisrael whilst they were in the Midbar, the Torah, Guf Mehayoyim, Upeirek Lachamisa. Just as somebody can give the Guf to somebody else and retain the rights from the Peirek until after his death. This was the classification of the Kinyan of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. They had the Guf already, but the Peirus were only to be given to them at a later date. There was a delayed kniyah with regard to the payer. The mukiyesev, which we haven't got time now to go through, time's running out. Let's just now go back to the question. Now that we've seen this, obviously the kumis aleph for it isn't a problem anymore. We asked that condition was only for hundreds of years later. How could you make a kinyan chazaka? Kol to kinyanai. And furthermore, he didn't have children yet. L'dovah shle b'loilam. The sentence is very posh. That what Avraham Avinu was doing was actually a kinyan, making a kinyan haguf. And the Zayin Amamin retained the kinyan peiros lizman. And so the Kivega already builds up in Chuvas that if you've got a kinyan haguf, and somebody has a kinyan peiros lizman, as soon as that person's time runs out, the kinyan peiros automatically reverts to the ownership of the one that owns the guf. You don't need a new meister kinyan. So Avraham Avinu, with his kumit aleph ba'aretz, he was acquiring a kinyan now in the guf, which automatically would give him a kinyan in the peiros when Kananim and the freedom were driven out. And therefore there was no problem of kol tekinyonai, there was no problem at all of ledav ashlei ba'al ha'olam. Avraham Avinu made a real acquisition. And therefore the pasuk ki lecha etnena is kipshutei shel nekla, because I'm giving it to you. What you are being koina now is for you and not for later generations. Now we can understand the different neschot. At the beginning, Avraham Avinu is given our tocha lezaracha etin et ha'olam. Yes, Avraham Avinu was going to get her soul, but not in its entirety. Avraham Avinu was only acquiring a kinyan agot, but Eretz Yisrael in its entirety, Eretz Yisrael with the kinyan peiros, which is so important, of course, the actual produce, that was only the zara for etin et ha'olam. Of course, when we speak about the actual kinyan, the prophet has to say ki lecha etnena, because the ma'aser kinyan was for what he was acquiring for himself. And then the prophet says later on, lecha etnena unazarecha, what are the two things? Very, very posh, there was lecha etnena, and there was a, well, the daracha, the guf, the cha, and the kinyan peiros, the daracha. Now we can go back to the original contradiction, and we'll see there's no question at all. Pashto lechacha, that command that pre-Jew Odesh Shabbara, Avraham Avinu didn't have ownership until hundreds of years later. Here, the Toisho, Avraham Avinu had ownership now already. How do we reconcile the two? I think the text is very posh. The argument between Roya Elohim and Roya Avraham, what was that about? What was that concerning? The produce. Royal Lake were taking the animals and feeding off the Goyshka produce. Avraham Avinu's Royim didn't allow it. Quite right, that Kananim has Priti of Yeshua Ba'aret. As long as the Kananim and the Priti are there, there's no rights on the produce at all. Yeshloi Lahem B'Mashe Zora. But when it came to Ma'aret Hamach Pela, burying Zora and Ma'aret Hamach Pela, that has nothing to do with the produce at all. The actual ground rights belong to Avraham Avinu. Therefore Avraham Avinu said, Gev Atoishim Eichim Mochim Imlavet Prenum Adin. This already belongs to me. You've got no rights at all. So we can reconcile these two Chazalim, these two Rashi.